The silence following the family's embrace felt heavy, not with tension, but with the weight of new beginnings. Virginia was the first to break it, her voice steady despite the lingering redness in her eyes. If we are being honest, then we have to talk about the foundation. Not just the money, but the control that comes with it. Robert sat back, the warmth of the hug still radiating in his chest, but his business mind was already calculating the risks of this new transparency. I understand your need for independence, Virginia. But independence has a price tag that James might not fully grasp yet. James isn't the one you need to worry about, Dad, Virginia countered. He's ready to work. We both are. But every time we try to build something, we feel the shadow of the tower's legacy. It's like we are playing with house money, and the house always wins. Minnie looked at her eldest daughter, seeing a mirror image of her own younger ambition. We never intended for the support to feel like a shadow, Ginny. We wanted to give you the head start we never had. But a head start is still a lead on a leash, Shirley interjected, her tone less confrontational than usual but no less sharp. She's right. Even my rebellion is funded by the family trust. It makes the honesty feel expensive. Dorothy leaned forward, sensing the conversation drifting toward the very fragmentation she feared. Let's focus on Barbara's revelation. Tyler. If he's a mechanic, he lives in a world where things are either broken or fixed. Maybe we could learn something from that. Barbara looked at Dorothy with gratitude. Tyler doesn't know about the trust. He doesn't know about the office or the investments. To him, I am just Barbara. And I'd like to keep it that way for a little while longer. You can't hide who you are forever, sweetheart, Minnie said softly. The tower's name is on the hospital wing and the library. He'll find out. I know, Barbara said. But I want him to know me before he knows my balance sheet. Robert nodded slowly, realizing that his youngest daughter was seeking the one thing his wealth couldn't provide, anonymity. Okay. We respect your privacy. But Virginia, back to you. If you want independence, it starts with the wedding. No grandfather checks until you ask for them. Is that the deal? Virginia took James's imaginary hand in hers, strengthening her resolve. That's the deal, Dad. We build our own house. Stone by stone. As the dinner ended, the family moved toward the foyer. The facade hadn't just cracked, it had dissolved. But as Robert watched them leave, he wondered if the truth would be a bridge or simply a new kind of wall.